各位恩相现行啊
Hello everyone，
今天再聊一聊啊。
Let's talk again today。
今天听了一个播客啊。
I listened to a podcast today。
大内密谈的那个播客。
The podcast about Dalian's secret talks。
又聊到了这个新闻时事啊。
We talked about this news again。
讲到了这个地缘冲突啊。
Talking about this geopolitical conflict，
认为俄罗斯在乌克兰的特别军事行动啊。
Regarding the special military operation in Ukraine by Russia，
是对中国有利的。
It is beneficial to China，
所以他站在这个俄罗斯的立场啊。
So he's standing on the position of Russia，
是情有可原的。
It's understandable.
我觉得这种言论啊，就特别的恶臭啊。
I think this kind of speech is particularly disgusting.
你要是犯在19世纪，
If you were to commit a crime in the 19th century.
可以理解啊。
I understand.
因为一战嘛，没有一战。
Because there was no debate.
双方都是这个帝国主义资本主义国家的这个邪恶跟邪恶的较量。
Both are a confrontation between this imperialist capitalist country's evil and evil.
对吧？啊。
Right. Oh.
但是你在2025年还说这种话的话呢
？But if you're still saying this in 2025,
我就觉得现在2026年了啊。
I think that in 2026,
你再说这种论调的话呢
？If you say things like that,
确实，不是一个现代人。
That's right. He's not a modern person.
应该说的话啊。
That's what I'm saying.
这种对一个主权国家完整领土的这个赤裸的这个侵犯啊。
This a naked violation of the sovereignty of a sovereign state.
变成了对中国有利啊。
Well, it turned out to be beneficial for China.
且不说这个乌克兰长期和中国有军事合作啊。
Furthermore, let's not forget that Ukraine has had a long-standing military cooperation with China.
你就说作为一个不管是大国小国啊。
I mean, whether it's a big country or a small country,
中方保持的立场是一向尊重各国国家，不分大小啊。
The Chinese position is that all countries, regardless of their size, should be treated with respect.
都尊重这个各个国家的这个领土完整和主权啊。
Respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of all countries.
这是国际法。
This is international law.
也是中国的态度。
Also, this is China's position.
但是一牵涉到这个问题呢
，However, when it comes to this issue,
就变成了是特殊化啊。
It's become a special case again, RR.
因为俄罗斯和乌克兰是特殊原因。
Because Russia and Ukraine are due to special reasons.
两个之前都属于苏联阵营啊。
Both were previously part of the Soviet bloc.
那么，是属于地缘冲突啊。
Then this is a geopolitical conflict.
因为北约不断东扩。
Because NATO is constantly expanding.
那么乌克兰有可能加入北约。
So is Ukraine possible to join NATO?
对吧
？Right.
所以俄罗斯就要提前的对乌克兰下手。
Therefore, Russia had to strike Ukraine in advance.
对吧
？Right.
那这种理由
，Because of these reasons，
就是我觉得，可能和就是当年日本入侵中国差不多，是吧
？I think it's probably similar to when Japan invaded China, right?
啊。
Oh.
就中国有可能会倒向这个。西方的这个鬼畜啊，倒。
China might be turning towards this Western craziness.
好像这个西方殖民者。
Turn to this Western colonizer.
所以我要提前占领。
So I just took it over in advance.
提前占领中国是吧？
Did Northeast China occupy China first?
然后呢，把它拉入我的这个大东亚共荣圈来，作为一个
Then I would incorporate it into my Greater East Asian co-prosperity sphere as A.
是什么？就共荣嘛，
Just cooperate and share the benefits, right?
你不要倒向西方，倒向我。
Don't turn away from me. Don't turn away from the West,
对吧？
right?
就是提前预判，
This is about anticipating.
你有可能对我威胁我，
You might be threatened by me.
所以我先把你干了啊！
Then I kill you first.
就这种逻辑啊，
With this logic,
既然还能共情啊，作为一个饱受这个西方列强侵略的中国人的这个世界观啊。
since we can still empathize as a world view of a Chinese person who has suffered from the invasion of Western powers.
居然还停留在这个19世纪和20世纪初期啊！
Still stuck in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
你就可想而知啊。
You can imagine it.
那么转回来说乌克兰这个问题。
Then let's turn back to the issue of Ukraine.
那么乌克兰当时和俄罗斯是签了这个明斯克协议啊。
So did Ukraine and Russia sign the Minsk Agreement at that time?
还有其他国家就主动放弃所有的核武器。
Other countries have also voluntarily abandoned all their nuclear weapons.
乌克兰，
Ukraine.
那么换取俄罗斯和其他国家的保护啊。
So, in exchange for protection from Russia and other countries,
那么这个协议还白纸黑字写着。
So, this agreement is clearly written in black and white, right?
这个普京就可以
Putin is great.
翻脸就不认了
You turn your back on me.
你就是这种对国际法的蔑视啊！
This is blatant disregard for international law.
既然也可以共情啊，
Since you can empathize,
这是第一点。
this is the first point.
第二点，
Second,
作为这个北约东扣的这个，就根本就是一个荒谬的一个言论啊。
As for this eastward expansion of NATO, it's essentially a ridiculous statement.
北约东扩当时是指东西德在合并的时候。
NATO eastward expansion refers to the merger of East and West Germany.
北约国家承诺不在东德部署进攻和防御性的武器啊。
NATO countries have pledged not to deploy offensive and defensive weapons in East Germany.
就是不东扩到东德。
Don't expand east to East Germany.
但是俄罗斯就理解为所有的东欧国家都要适用。
However, Russia interpreted it as applying to all Eastern European countries.
你就不能东扩，
Can't expand east.
对吧？
Right?
那么，但是北约实际上是一个防御性组织。
However, NATO is actually a defensive organization.
你要加入北约的话，
If you want to join NATO,
你要是申请制，而不是强加的，对吧？
if you are applying instead of imposing, right?
像波罗的海和波兰这些国家，都是主动申请加入北约。
Like Poland and the Baltic states, which actively apply to join NATO.
那么像拉脱维亚，
For example, Latvia,
当时加入北约的时候，
when they joined NATO,
是放弃了和俄罗斯有一个争议的领土。
abandoned the disputed territory with Russia,
因为加入北约是不能有这个领土争议的这个现状存在的。
because the existence of territorial disputes cannot be tolerated.
否则你相当于拉北约下水嘛。
Otherwise, if you pull NATO down now,
对吧？
right?
所以你要加入北约。
So, you want to join NATO.
最大的前提条件是没有任何领土争端。
The biggest prerequisite is that there is no territorial government.
你才能加入北约。
You can only join NATO.
那么拉脱维亚。
So, Latvia.
当然你要为了加入北约。
But if you want to join NATO,
是直接领土都不要了。
Just give me the territory, no matter what.
就放弃了。
Iba.
放弃给你。
Here, take it.
俄罗斯。
Russia.
我不要了。
I don't want it anymore.
我加入北约。
I join NATO.
对吧？那么，实际的情况就是什么？
So, what's the actual situation?
我也问了豆包了嘛。
I also asked about that.
对吧
？Right.
这个问题我问了豆包了。
I asked about this from Bao.
豆包的前后矛盾，之前是说，北约威胁俄罗斯。
Before the conflict, the Beans were a threat to NATO.
说到这些国家的时候，他
When talking about these countries,
他又说这些国家都是害怕俄罗斯，惧怕俄罗斯的这个将来会对他们造成威胁。
He also said that these countries are afraid of Russia and that Russia will pose a threat to most countries in the future.
所以主动加入北约。
Therefore, actively join NATO.
对吧
？Right.
那么俄罗斯怕别人对他进行威胁。
So Russia is afraid of being threatened by others.
那就可以打别人。
He can beat others.
这是就可以共情。
This is empathy.
那么这些小国出于自身安全的考虑。
Therefore, these small countries, considering their own security,
加入北约，怎么就变成了威胁了
？How did joining NATO become a threat?
俄罗斯呢？对吧
？Russia, right?
这个威胁是双方互相威胁，是吧
？Is this a mutual threat?
你威胁我
？You threaten me.
所以我要威胁你。
So I'm threatening you.
你又威胁我。
You threaten me.
我在威胁你。
I'm threatening you.
对吧
？Right.
这扯不清楚了。
This is too confusing.
但是这些小国家加入北约以后呢
？However, when these small countries joined NATO,
实际的现状就是什么？就是防御性的一些措施。
Well, the actual situation is that everything is just defensive measures.
就是怕你耍流氓。
I'm just saying, don't be like that.
对吧
？Right.
但是你还真就耍流氓了。
But you're really just being a scoundrel.
是吧
？Is it?
所以这个逻辑，我就觉得这种情况下对中国有什么利呢？
So, I think this logic doesn't have any benefits for China in this situation.
对吧
？Right.
我也看不出来对中国有利。
I don't see it as beneficial for China either.
从他入侵乌克兰开始，对中国产生什么影响了？好。
What impact has the invasion of Ukraine had on China?
破坏国际金融。
Destroys international finance.
破坏粮食供应。
Disrupt food supply.
对吧
？Right.
破坏地缘安全。
Damage geopolitical security.
中国得到什么好处了
？What benefits does China get?
对吧
？Right.
作为一个国家
，as a country，
是包含每一个国民。
It includes every citizen.
是包含每一个家庭在内才能成就一个国家。
Only through the efforts of every family can a country be built.
呀，你对这个整个世界都是一种破坏。
You are destroying this whole world.
怎么会对中国有利呢
？How can it benefit China?
中国不是这个世界一部分吗
？Isn't China a part of this world?
还是说中国就和这个世界是要分开的，对吧？是。
So is China going to separate from the rest of the world?
世界好。
World is good.
中国才好。
China is good.
对吧？是。
Right.
世界不好，中。
The world is bad.
中国也不好。
China is also not good.
所以说你看这几年中国的经济。
So, look at China's economy in recent years. Right? No.
因为俄罗斯入侵了乌克兰。
Because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
中国经济就腾飞了，对吗？
China's economy has taken off.
没有啊。
There is no such thing.
对吧？
Right?
我也看不出哪里好。
I also think it's not a good place.
所以我就想这些在做主播的也好。
So I thought about these, whether those who do live streaming are also
做这些媒体也好。
Doing these media is also good.
的底线啊。
Leave some room for negotiation.
所以我把我的播客改成了叫留点底线。
So I changed my podcast to leave a line.
稍微留一点做人的底线啊。
Just leave a little bit for humanity.
我还是奉劝这些人啊，
I still advise these people.
不要这个到时候被别人欺负的时候又嗷嗷叫。
No, don't do that. Otherwise, when someone bullies you, you'll just cry.
对吧？
Right?
既然你信奉这种丛林法则
Since you believe in this jungle law
信奉这种强权政治不要脸的
To those who blindly follow this authoritarian politics I say you are shameless
那么在现实生活中
So in real life
你遇到这种情况
You encounter this situation
你也不要叫
Don't call me
对吧
Right?
你躺下享受就行了，啊。
You should enjoy it.
那我只能说到这了哈。
That's all I can say for now.
再说多了。
If you say too much,
那又发不出来，好。
It's possible, but the law won't be enforced.
今天就聊到这。
Let's talk about this today.